Cricket South Africa in front of Parliament again, a very angry Parliament, a Parliament which sent them packing last week saying, we're not interested in this summary that you have done of the Fundudzi report. We want the whole thing. And they got it late-ish on Friday, and Cricket South Africa was quizzed about it earlier today. Sipho Sisu Mjikeliso is a sports writer with Sports 24. And just reading your story that is recently appearing on News 24, Sipho Sisu, they got a flea in their ear.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it seems like the full Fundudzi report has unleashed a can of more worms, as we expected, and the Parliament were right on top of them. And like you mentioned, it was carnage, as it was last week, except this time quite a few of the MPs who had actually read the report were armed with quite a lot of information that they threw at Cricket South Africa.
There was some thought that they might try and keep this meeting private, because it is Cricket South Africa's view that what's in the report should be kept confidential. Their stated reasons are that named people haven't been given an opportunity to respond to the allegations against them, and that investigations are continuing, and making the allegations public would jeopardize those investigations. Of course, there are other theories as to why they want to keep the whole thing private, but obviously it happened with the media being allowed to sit in.
Yeah, it did. We were quite surprised, because they would have held a voting committee sort of session before the Cricket South Africa session began. And it seems like they took a decision to allow media to come in. However, they did, during the sitting, that they did request that anyone who was implicated in the Fundudzi report, that they be recused from the sitting, which it did cause quite a bit of a sticky situation, because the acting president, Mr. Beresford Williams, was ready to present on behalf of Cricket South Africa, and he was stopped dead in his tracks right away. And they said, no, you're implicated in not one, but two matters in the Fundudzi report, one of which was the appointment of Thabang Moore as CEO, which happened in 2018. So that was quite a biggie. And they also wanted Dr. Eugenia Kula Ameyok to step out. Eventually she did, but she did not right away. She only did so after she herself had addressed the committee on matters regarding transformation. But they definitely said she was implicated in the expenditure of Cricket South Africa funds on a Sunday Times advert, which she was not authorized to do. They asked all the executive members, such as the company secretary, Walsh Gwaza, and anyone else who isn't a member of the board and who is implicated to leave the meeting, and they did so. However, one funny moment happened when Nase Appiah, who is the dismissed COO, also made it into the meeting, and they only spotted it after a while. And there was a bit of an uproar to how he was allowed in, even though the Fundudzi report mentioned him quite extensively. And, of course, he has since been let go by Cricket South Africa.
Yeah, I mean, so, there wouldn't have been too many people left to present, given the fact that those implicated had to step out. How much did you find out when the presentation then did start?
Not more than what I had already knew, but obviously the startling finding was that Thabang Moore's appointment in the first place was deemed irregular by Fundudzi. They said that Moore did not even meet the minimum requirements for the job, and that Cricket South Africa changed the advert belatedly after they had issued out the sort of RFQ, if I can put it like that, for a new CEO to succeed Haroon Logart. And then, you know, the new advert kind of suited Thabang Moore better, and that's how he was slotted into the position. And they do mention, and I'm guessing this is out of the full report, that Beresford Williams is the only remaining board member who was in the meeting or in the committee that made the Moore appointment in 2018 that ratified that appointment. All the other board members, such as Iqbal Khan, Dawn Makgobo, as well as Thando Ganda, they've all since stepped down from the organization. And Mr. Williams is the only one. So it's unclear as where this leaves Beresford Williams as members of the Sport Portfolio Committee, as I wrote on Sport 24 as well, that they wanted his head, and they wanted him to step down because now it seems like the implications are mounting, and it's not only the conflict of interest that he's been implicated in with the 5 million rand loan that was granted to Western Province Cricket Association, where he is a former president. So it's a lot, and it's all now arrowing in on the board members that have been involved in the build up to the crisis that we're seeing today.
Yeah, and none of the people who are on the Members' Council and who are on the executive at the moment show any signs of being prepared to step down. And, you know, you can understand to a level why they wouldn't do so, because once they've stepped down, they are not in a position to influence investigations which might implicate them. They lose power, they lose privilege, they lose, perks and so on. But really, I don't understand how Beresford Williams and any of these people who are involved at the leadership of Cricket South Africa at the moment, I don't understand how they can believe that the cause of cricket in South Africa, domestic cricket, grassroots cricket, school cricket, elite cricket, how can those interests be served by them staying in power? Surely they must recognize at some level that a complete clear out is the best thing for the game.
Yeah, you would think. I like how you put that triple P of privilege, perks, and power, which is exactly what it is. Is that, you know, they in trying to defend themselves, they say that 60% of the current board is made out of new independents, and those are people that joined, you know, after the period under review, which is Dr. Kula Ameyo, as well as a lady called Vuyo Sidime, a gentleman whose name I will not attempt to pronounce at this moment because I will offend him. And there's Marius Kuman, who's been there before, and he's an independent, and he said he won't step down because he wants to continue and help the organization sort of get back to an even keel. But the parliament really wrapped a rod around them when they said that they can't self-regulate, they can't self-clean because they're implicated. It's the same people who are handling the report who've been implicated in it. And how can they be expected to make objective decisions about the findings of this report when, at the very same time, there are members who are named in this report who are part of either the Members' Council or they're from the unions where there's been shenanigans that has been uncovered by Funduzi. I mean, if you're a Members' Council member or you're a board member and you come from either Western Province, Northwest or Eastern's cricket or the Mpumalanga club that has been mentioned, which has not been named, you can't possibly be part of this organization at any point because we are dealing with associations. The Members' Council is part of people who report to their affiliate unions. So I'll give you a quick example, and I'm not saying anyone is implicated here in anything. Mr. Peter Vonya represents Eastern's Cricket. He's the president of Eastern's Cricket. John Mukhodi represents Limpopo, and so on and so forth. So they are mandated by their province to go and represent them at Cricket South Africa. So if your province is implicated in wrongdoing, especially in this time of review, you cannot sit in that members' council because you will either protect your constituency or you will not make objective decisions. It's a deep conflict of interest that Parliament has pointed out. I absolutely don't understand why there isn't a complete and utter overhaul of A, the Members' Council themselves, who've been described as the turkeys that will never vote for Christmas, and B, the board, And I really think it's time to consider Cricket South Africa going into administration. I'm not pro-government intervention, but something really drastic needs to be done at this moment that is coordinated, balanced, fair, and most importantly, independent of the people within cricket.
Sibusiso Mjikeliso, sports writer with Sports 24. Thank you very much indeed. The transformation officer who had to leave the meeting today because she's implicated in one of the issues raised by the Fundudzi report.